Freeze Frame by Peter May continued. Disc 6.
Part 3. Chapter 25. Unable to face an evening alone with Jane, Enzo had spent the afternoon driving round the island, walking the sands of the long inlet at Port St. Nicholas, and leaving his tracks in the deserted sandbank at Les Grands Sables, before washing down fresh seafood with a chilled Chardonnay in Le Bourg. It was dark when he got back to the house. There were still lights on, but he went around the side and headed straight for the annex. For once, Jane did not come to the door. Perhaps she was as anxious as he was now to wrap this whole thing up and leave the island. He had been here for some days and made no progress whatsoever, except perhaps for discounting in his mind the thought that it was Kerjean who had murdered Killian. A drunk, an intemperate brawler, a lover who attracted women like flies to shit, he had about him, nonetheless, a certain integrity, a sense of honour that Enzo had divined from their brief, brutal encounters. It was time to refocus. He went up to the bedroom to drop his bag on the bed and check his email on the laptop. There was an IM on MSN Messenger from Sophie. A simple, six-word message that touched his heart. "Missing you, Papa. I love you." He sat for some time, staring at it, before looking up through the window, across the lawn toward the house. Jane's bedroom window was firmly shuttered. He stood up wearily and went back downstairs to the study. As he switched on the light and walked in, he recalled Charlotte's words. "Enzo, he's talking to us, telling us about himself. All we have to do is know how to listen." Enzo stood, listening, running his eyes over everything that had become so familiar to him. The ordered rows of books on the shelves, the tidy workbench, the desk top with the open diary, the fridge door with its magnets and message list and single, discordant post-it, the blood-stained floorboards, the bullet holes in the wall. He remembered asking Gauguin for a copy of the autopsy report and for one of the shell casings, but since he had heard nothing from the gendarme, he assumed that neither of these things was likely to find its way into his hands, which was disappointing. None of this was going well. He looked around again. If Killian was speaking, why couldn't Enzo hear him? He closed his eyes, and the silence seemed deafening. He shivered now, as he pushed his hands into his pockets and wandered over to the workbench to look at the upside-down poem on the wall. Canting his head to one side, he tried to read it again but gave up and lifted it down onto the desktop, propping it the right way up against the wall. "This day relenting God hath placed within my hand a wondrous thing, and God be praised at his command. Seeking his secret deeds with tears and toiling breath, I find thy cunning seeds, O million murdering death. I know this little thing a myriad men will save. O death, where is thy sting, thy victory, O grave?"